Welcome to Sleepy Hollow Cemetery at night. What was that? Who's there? Could it be the Headless Horseman?
Don't be afraid.
Oh, it's just our tour guide, Roseanne Medic.
I've actually seen the Headless Horseman, and I can tell you he's a pretty nice guy.
Okay, so grab a kerosene lantern and on with the tour.
Whatever you like, you can find it in the cemetery. If you like history, there's plenty of history here. If you like nature, of course you're going to find that here. Art and architecture, all you have to do is look at monuments. It's just all here.
Washington Irving is buried here. Medic goes beyond his fanciful legend of Sleepy Hollow.
He began to call New Yorkers Knickerbockers, and he also invented the word Gotham for New York.
This is the final resting place for Walter Chrysler, Elizabeth Arden, Leona Helmsley, and William Rockefeller.
This is the largest monument in Sleepy Hollow Cemetery. And is it just a coincidence that it looks like a bank?
In stark contrast, the simple Celtic cross for steel magnate Andrew Carnegie.
He was a great philanthropist. He had a motto that if you die wealthy, you die disgraced.
In the dark, the mind can play tricks. Shadows shift. Joan Hart from Virginia.
I've never been in a cemetery at night.
Did you have any apprehension about doing that whatsoever?
No, I was a little bit, you know. But I'm okay now.
In Sleepy Hollow, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
It might sound macabre, but if you are so inclined, you can visit Sleepy Hollow Cemetery at night.
I haven't lost anybody. Everybody's got their heads.
Yes, there are the obligatory Headless Horseman references.
I've actually seen the Headless Horseman, and I can tell you he's a pretty nice guy.
Tour guide Roseanne Middick will lead you by kerosene lantern to Washington Irving's grave.
He wrote under pseudonyms. The legend of Sleepy Hollow, folks, was actually written under the name of Jeffrey Crayon.
In the dark, the rural landscape is a shifting world of shadows and silhouettes. Hearing becomes more acute.
If you like history, there's plenty of history here. If you like nature, of course you're going to find that here. Art and architecture.
Cemetery historian Jim Logan runs down the list of those in repose.
Walter Chrysler, Andrew Carnegie, Elizabeth Arden is here, Leona Helmsley, Brooke Astor, William Rockefeller.
Some of the markers, statues, and mausoleums are monuments to extravagance and wealth.
It's sort of a mini Notre Dame. You see there's flying buttresses.
On the other hand, steel tycoon and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie has a modest Celtic cross.
This is a very simple, humble monument for such a wealthy guy.
Barbara Rose from Ossining.
I loved it. It was informative and fun.
No jitters on my tour.
I've never had somebody so scared that they couldn't go on. There's nothing scary here.
In Sleepy Hollow, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.